So before we start, I just want to say I saw someone was offering a course of foresting where you go out into the wilderness and you find edible food that you can just pick and eat. And it made me think, like, how does that fit in with our pomegranate situation? Because surely it's the same case.
And if it's not Africa, it can be, if it's planted, it's not wild, it's used by, it depends whether it's wild or not. Okay, so we're going to finish off with just one question on our pomegranates. The pomegranate from the Ayalon, which we said, in theory, should be Gezel, but we came back last week with Mahalach, understanding why, okay, it belongs to the public, but the minhag is not to be mappers on people taking the pomegranates off the tree in Ayalon. Okay? Minhag. There's room to say that that's a minhag. If it's a minhag, then we've got the heads of the Rashba, that says somebody owns something. You can take that something that belongs to them without asking permission. As long as the minhag understood that this is what people normally don't mind, minhag, that they don't mind to take it, it's actually a minhag, then you can take it. It's not issa gezel. So the question is, okay, you take this pomegranate, you're going to use it on Rosh Hashanah night, chayv and trumas and maisis. Can you take trumas and maisis? Now, we know there's halacha, you can only take trumas and maisis if it belongs to you. Does this item, which you didn't get permission from, but you can take because the minhag is to allow you to take, mean that you can take trumas and maisis?
Why not? If something's hefker and you pick it up.
Lo hefker. Said yes last week. Person doesn't even know you're taking it.
Remember, we said that based on what you said from the Rashba, that people are not makbid, then you can take.
Yes. So that makes it hefker.
Well, then you're pwned, you take it.
So the Noda Bihuda, the first Malmokim, says, what's the status of something belongs to somebody? He doesn't mind you taking. Does that mean it now belongs to you? Says the Noda Bihuda. Up to sorry little, you can't, you're permitted to take. Ve'ebushum gezel, the mastama ain't balabais mappet. Yeah, it's all gezel, he doesn't mind. Avamokol mokum lo zocha, hanotelios choshev lo. Even if he takes it, it doesn't become his. The kozman shlo hibit balab, beferish I esha hipke, balab ferish I esha liskos. Kozman, the balab didn't say beferish, it's hepke, it's not, it's mine still. You can take it, but it's mine, even when it's in your hand, it's mine. But I don't mind you using it, consuming it. Don't mind, but it's mine. So that's the Chiddush Noda to be Hutta. That's why we were stuck in the Sukkah with the Shira over there, with the Esrogim, because it wasn't yours. It can't have to be yours. Okay? So now, just as we were stuck in Sukkahs and can't use an Esrog, even if he doesn't mind because it's not yours, we maybe also, on the omission, maybe also, Trumas and Mises, a Gazlan can't take because it's not his. So is this the same as a Gazlan that can't take Trumas and Mises or not? That's the Shiloh we're going to start with this week. So why would you think that maybe it's not the same as a Gazlan? Okay, it's not his, but maybe it's not the din of a Gazlan that can't take Trumas and Mises. Why?
We're over
Issa. Okay.
It was a
knas,
but
it's just a knas. No, it's deraisa. You can't take with deraisa, not knas. No suggestions? Like maybe this is maybe better than gezel.
It's
No yish.
But maybe they're still at the same level zikah that hopes to get it.
Okay.
Neither Baal Bais would want to be mazaka. Meaning he wouldn't want to be over Nisr, meaning be Truma Meiser.
Doesn't help. That's doesn't help only if he knows. Here we're talking about the Balaam that even knows he's taken the pomegranate.
That could be a stam das.
That stam das only works the Truma Sedeshim for his own items. Not for somebody else's. That I'm not even going to get benefit from. So the Rishami has this shaila, and this may help us. This shaila. It says by Chumas and Mises, Atem Prat Laterm Es She'enu Shalom. You can only take Chumas and Mises if it's yours. To exclude something which is not yours, is not yours, you can't take Chumas and Mises. Okay. Ma'ata Ovidle Katerm Es She'enu Lo, or Katerm Es She'enu Chaver. What would be, is it Einu Shalo or Shel Chavera? What's the cryptic question of the Yashami? The cryptic question is it Einu Shalo or Shel Chavera? What's the cryptic question? Says the Ridvaz, the question of the Yashami is Mi Pirish, the Meboile Mim, Ika Hapota. Is the main Hapota that Chuma Maisin doesn't work? Mishum She Einu Shalo. Because it's not yours, Chumas and Mises, in order to work has to be yours, like the Esrog has to be yours. Is that the reason? Or the main reason is, Chumas and Mises doesn't work, because it's somebody else's. For Nafgamina, Nafgamina, would you be able to take Chumas and Mises when it's not yours and it's not his? Neither of us. Would Chumas and Mises work? That's the Nafgamina. Okay, so the Rishami has a Chakira, therefore, in a case, what's stopping the Chumas and Mises taking it? Is the reason why you can't take Chumas and Mises because you have to be an owner of it to take Chumas and Mises? Or is the reason why you can't take Chumas and Mises is even if you're, is because it belongs to somebody else. You don't have to be the owner, but as soon as somebody else is in control, you can't. He's in charge. He takes Chumas and Mises, not me. No, halacha has to be mine, but it can't be somebody else's. That is his jurisdiction. It's more his than mine. Can't be. Okay.
You can take Chumas and Mises on behalf of someone.
Not without being appointed as a shliach, as an agent. Without an agent, you can't.
You say that if someone didn't know to take it.
You can't, unless you're appointed as a shliach, or he would. It's a chiddush Chumas and Deshen. His item is going to go bad unless you take Chumas and Mises and look after it, so then you can.
Okay. Over here, you can't have this food anyway. And unless you take it, so.
Okay, so therefore, there's room to say, if you hold that the reason why Chumas doesn't work is because it has to be yours, then it won't help us over here. It's not yours. But if the reason why Chumas and Mises doesn't work is because it's his, and his ownership is preventing you being able to take Chumas and Mises, in our case of the Rimon, where he said, I don't care. I don't mind. Whoever takes it can take it. I'm not in control of anything. I'm not interested in using my ownership to demonstrate my ownership. There's room to say, in such a case, that maybe, yes, you can take it, even though you're not the owner, but his ownership is not there, not strong enough over there to stop me taking Chumas and Mises. Yeah? There's room to say. Okay.
Why can't you say regular cases of Zochan and Shalom?
I told you, Zochan and Shalom is not good enough, because here, who's he Zochan? Especially in our case, it's not so. No, the Baal Bais, you're eating the Rimon. He doesn't Zohar the fact that you eat a Rimon. What does he gain that you eat a Rimon?
Protecting him from
that's not gain. That's not Zohar. Protecting the owner from doing his Surim, that's Zohar.
Klal Yisrael went to the
preventing owner from a loss, because if you left the pomegranate there, it would
so my problem. You can take it. Don't take it. It's not a zechus. Okay. So we have to prove which side of the chakira is correct, whether we can have an answer. So Rab Landau Kashrus has this chakira. Yeah, you go to somebody's house. They're not so religious. They offer you food. You're worried that the source of the food has come from a source, not kashrus. You're eating stuff like vegetables, not kashrus. It's a shayla of chumas and maisis. Not shmitz, not orla, but chumas and maisis. And you need to take chumas and maisis yourself on their item, but you don't want to ask them embarrassments and everything like that. You want to be able to take it. Can you take it? Is it work? Does it work? Does it work to take it? The food in front of you, they don't care. It's like our scenario, they don't care, you can consume it, of course. But it's still theirs. So can you take shumas and mices off on that plate?
It's not yours, it's on your plate.
It's not yours, no, you had the shum in the restaurants and the hotel, remember? No. So that's the shayla. Rav Landa. Rav Landa. Okay, that's our shayla with our rimon. Similar shayla. So, l'chora, the Oneg Yontif says, I've got a raya from a Gemara. A Gemara in Bavli, the Yuma. There it says, Tona Rabbonon, Misha Olchas Bumus. Somebody's got a terrible disease, a stomach disorder. Machila Mosa Hakal Kal. Now, Yuma, you're talking about Isurim over here. So he has to eat something, a certain item that's going to save his life. So the brother is allowed to eat Isurim to save his life, of course. But he's got two Isurim, he's got choice. Two Isurim in front of him. He needs to do one Isurim. Which Isurim should he do? The one obviously that's more lenient. I mean, even though you're allowed to do an Isurim for Pekot Nefesh, but choose the one, equally save your life, but the one that's more lenient. The Kaka. So what's the din Tevel with Truma? You're Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat Truma, and no one's allowed to eat Tevel. And both of them will save your life. Which one should you eat? Tevel or Truma? Which one's more lenient? Tanaihi. It's a machlokas Tanoim. Which one's the more lenient? Abba Rabba. Okay, some say Tevel, some say Truma. So Omar Rabbi says, Heicha de Efshe b'chulin, when it's possible to eat chulin, which is kosher, Kula Alma Lepzik, of course, nothing to talk about. The Metaklin, Masifinle, obviously, you take out Trumas and Mises, even if it's Shabbos and Yom Kippur, even though it's awesome to take Trumas and Mises, take out the Trumas and Mises. Yeah, it's no longer temple. And eat the chulin. Everything. You're eating actually kosher stuff. You're doing an Isser, taking chulin, spice, fine. That's obvious. Keep biggie, but no actionable chulin. The whole argument is where you've got no choice. Temple or chuma, machlokas, which one's the worst? Okay. So the Mishnah Lamelech says, what's the case where it's not possible to eat chulin? I don't understand. I do not understand. When is there example that you can't eat chulin? You've got tevel in front of you. So just take chulin out. Chulin mice out. Take it out. Automatically you'll be chulin and eat it. How can it be impossible to eat chulin? How can it be impossible? How can it be impossible to eat chulin? It's tevel. By definition, what's tevel? Tevel is before you take Shuma mice out. So take Shuma mice out, then it comes chulin. This is tevel. Take this bit out. Shuma's a mice. This is chulin. Eat it. How can it be impossible to do it? How's it impossible? So the Mishnah Melech answers, Ha'atakoma i'esh le'tukni. That's when it's when is it impossible? Mori, we're talking about she'ena ban lefaneinu. Talking about the owner is not in town, and the guy's got a stomach disease. He's looking at that fruit, the produce, which is not his. And since the owner's not there, he can't take trumas and maises. He can't take trumas and maises because the owner's not there. So it's either this tevel in front of me or the truma next door to it. What do I do? Then that's a machlokes. But that's the case where it's impossible when the owner's out of town. And the owner's out of town. I'm not the owner. I'm not the owner. I can't take trumas and maises. Okay. So the owner Gyotzev, from that Gemara, Mishnah Melech Pshat, he wants to bring a riot to our case. How is it a riot to our case? What's the proof? Yeah, but the owner in our case is like out of town because he's not available to us. Because the whole town is the owner.
Okay,
you're saying good, Shmuel's saying good. And therefore the Oneg Yotzev says, I've got a riot from here to Arshida. Okay. Says the Oneg Yontzev, number 4. The guy's out of time. You're dying. Of course you're allowed to eat the papers without permission. Even if he cares, Mishum Nefesh pushes all issues aside, you're allowed to do it. And nevertheless, we see, even though you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to take it. Halachi, you're allowed to take it. Even though you're allowed to take it, still we say it's impossible to take trumas and maases. Even though you're allowed to consume it, it's impossible to take trumas and maases because you're not the owner. Nearly, so it feels to me. Even though you're allowed to eat and take all these things, which a person doesn't care, it's tevel. At the end of the day, it's tevel. You won't be able to eat it without getting permission from the owner. Given to Elokinian, because it's not yours. We see from this Gemara that something you're allowed to take and consume, you still can't take shumas and maises from it because you're not the owner. So therefore, says the owner, Yotzev, therefore all these cases, like the Nutter Yoda says, and Arimon as well, you're allowed to take, but since you're not the owner, you doesn't can't take your license. And therefore you're stuck, it's tether, you can't eat it.
But here at the end though, in this case you're stealing, you have to steal.
If it does work, the other case is a good person had the right part up running to not Monea Bachlar. Here's some Monea, he doesn't know that he's taking control of that fish. He's allowed to take it, but he's not removing his Shlita over the government.
So very good. So the only Yontzev says, oh, it's great, right? That, and therefore that's the halacha. The only Yontzev says, the halacha, anything which you're allowed to take, even if the owner doesn't care and is not Muppets, but since halacha is not yours, you're allowed to take it, but you're stuck. You can't take shumas and maases. It brings the right
to us. Does it make a difference that we have a payload in it ourselves? We have it.
Doesn't it help for the whole thing belongs to other people as well? Good. So Rabbi Landau says, I've got a raya from a Rambam. Forget. What does the Rambam say? Still on the first page. At the bottom. Number 5. The Rambam in Hilchos Trumas says a halacha. Haben v'hasochi. V'evet v'isha. The ben, the son, a worker, a slave, a woman of the house, can turn him amma shehein ochlin. They can take tshuma on what they're eating. Even without the permission of the owner. Avalo yitzu alakol, Shein otam torim zavish shalom. But on the other food which he's not eating, on food which he's not eating, he can't take truma because it's not his. Haben kashochim aviv veisha biyisosu torim neishem bushus. The son who's eating with his father, even though it's not his food, or the woman's eating from food given to her, can still be take truma because they have permission. What do you mean permission? What do you mean they got permission? Does permission mean it belongs to them? Or permission doesn't mean it belongs to them? It just means they have permission to eat. So the shach over the page says, Shai'ochim b'shus b'alabais, they have permission from the b'shus of the b'alabais, avoloh ha'shah she'in otam torah dovashen shalom. So the shach is implicit, says Rav Lantau, that these people are eating, not eating their own, even the food in front of them is not theirs. But nevertheless, since they have permission to eat, they can take tshuva even though it's not theirs. Since they have permission to eat, they can take tshuva even though it's not theirs. So says Rav Lantau, to have a seat for halachically, that as long as you have permission to consume the item in front of you, even although you're not the owner, you're allowed to take tshuva and maisis, and it works. So therefore, the poshet, the halacha, sides of the Rashami, what stops you taking tshuva, what stops a gun of taking tshuva to maisis, is not because it's not his. You don't need it to be yours to take tshuva to maisis. You know what stops a gun from taking tshuva to maisis? Because it belongs to somebody else, and he's marked, and he wants to be in control. His control and ownership stops you from taking tshuva to maisis. That's by Ganav. But in cases where the owner doesn't mind you taking it, he does not care about you eating and consuming it, so therefore his control doesn't get in the way of your tshuva to maisis, then you can take it even if you're not the owner. What do you do with the owner, Gionsiv's Raya, from the Gemara and Yuma? Like Shmuel says, the Gemara and Yuma is not talking about a case where the owner says, I don't mind you to consume it. And nevertheless, the Gemara is saying you can't take Shumas and Moses. The Gemara and Yuma is talking about the case where the owner is shouting, I don't want you to take it. It's mine. But nevertheless, the Torah says you can take it because it's pekach nefesh. You can steal to save your life. You're on the illness, you have to consume this to save your life, your land, as long as you're going to pay. Like you say afterwards, you're allowed to do it to save your life. So it's not that the owner says, I'm not in control, I don't care. The owner says, I'm still in control. But the Torah says you can still eat it, even though he wants to be in control, you can still eat it. If so, there's no riot from Yuma, because our case is where the owner is saying, I don't care. The case of Yuma is where the Torah is saying, take it, even though he does care. Oh, there's no riot from there. If that, then you can't take Shumas and Mises. You can take it, but you can't take Shumas and Mises. You can eat it, but you're eating devil. Yeah. But here, where he says you don't care, in our case of Rimon, she says you can't care, says Rav Lantau, you don't need to be an owner to take Shumas and Mises. You just have to have a situation where the owner is not interested in showing his ownership over the item. That's good enough. No, because he doesn't say Shari Ochlim, he doesn't say Shari Ochlim B'Shalom. He says Ar Ochlim B'Rishus. Aval Shtar, this is not Rishus. You can't take because it's not yours. Yeah, if it doesn't belong to anybody, you can also take it. Yeah, that's the reason. You need both. It belongs to somebody. And also he doesn't want you to take it. So in conclusion to both the Shilas, in Rav Lantau's Shilas, you go in the house where the Kashrus is very low, not knowledgeable, and you need to take Shumas and Maisins from the food yourself, but you don't want to embarrass them by asking them, can I take Shumas and Maisins? You can take Shumas and Maisins from the plate you're eating from, because even though it's not yours, they don't care you consuming this food. So therefore, Shumas and Maisis is only a problem if they care, not if they are the owner. So you can take it, and therefore, Lechora, also with our pomegranates, which we said last week, the Chiddush, that it's the minhag to allow people, and the people who are the owners, called the town, don't care you taking the pomegranates off the tree. then you can take the pomegranate tree and consume it. If so, you can also take Shomos HaBayis, even though you're not the owner. Okay. If you hold the first Kiddush, you hold the second. But again, we said last week, even according to this, the Yerushalmi says one shouldn't practice this. Because you could get into situations where you're training yourself to do get. Okay. Okay, we finish up on the Ganesh. Let's get back to now the shilas of access. Yeah. So let's remind ourselves of the shilas in front of us. We live in Ramat Bet Shemesh. All residential areas have been built up. And there's a few areas which have been designated for public institutions. But they haven't been dished out at the initial stages of the community growing. And therefore they are desolate at land until they get dished out. In the meantime, while it's desolate, all the residents who are there are using that desolate land as shortcuts. Shortcuts to get to where they need to go. Now it gets designated that area to shul. And they want to build a nice shul. Come the local residents, Maisha Hoya Kahoya, in Basin, and say, you can only build the shul in a fashion it won't affect our right of access through the area which we have up to now. Why? It's not yours. I don't need it to be mine. Because Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? He says the following on this Mishnah. He says, we see, somebody has a pathway going through his field and he doesn't like it in the middle. He's got a pathway in the middle. It's annoying because he wants to plant the field. Having a pathway, a public footpath in the middle is interfering with the crop. So what do you want to do? He wants to knock the Venos Lem in the sun. He wants to take that away and give them a replacement on the side. He does that, says the Mishnah, Masha Nosen Nosen Veshlologim. He's now in a situation where the one he wanted to take the middle can't take. And the one which he gave on the side, he also can't take. He's now giving away. Even though it was given away by mistake, he's still. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda Amarav says, that made Shechizgav Rabbim also the Kakum. Any public path which the Rabbim have been using, you can't now interfere with that use. And therefore, that's where we left off with the case that seems to be an issue over here with these areas which are designated for public institutions, but in the meantime the public have been using it. If so, whoever comes along, who's the owner, doesn't matter, they're the owner. Owners can't interfere with public use of their property if the public have been using it, as long as they had permission from the beginning from the owner. Who did they get permission from? The area. The area gave them permission. They even put down a nice path for them to use. They even charged it in order for them to use the path. So the area gave them permission through these areas, and the area are representatives of the owners. And we even had the son to say, Lekula Alma, and therefore their permission is like permission from the owner. And even though it's a mistake, it doesn't matter from the Halacha and Rudam Rav, a pathway which was mistakenly given by the owner to the public, even though it's a mistake, still, nevertheless, now the public are using it, you can't interfere with that access. Okay, so we're stuck. That's where we left off. Okay. Oh, you said like Ramosha, but we said that maybe this land, like you said yourself, this land is not that it's just a representative of all the individuals. There is like the machshev in the area itself, the computer in the area itself.
I'm saying that even though they have virus, but they only have virus, we give them the shoes to have virus with tuning below the their virus only extends in the shlichus that's done and correctly on behalf of the shuvah, and that one is not incorrectly. Say by shliach,
yes, but is it incorrect what they did?
But an owner has rights to make mistakes on his own property.
Yes.
You don't. They don't have rights to make mistakes. Their representation is limited. It's a limited representation.
Correct.
So I'll make the comment. If a person makes a mistake on their own property, make a mistake. Shubert made a mistake. The representatives make a mistake on behalf of their position. Their position only allows them to do correctly. It doesn't allow them the authority to make the mistakes.
But if the people that they were representing would say, it's not a mistake, this is what we ourselves would have done ourselves, so maybe it's not a mistake, this is what, you can do this, this is, at the time, at the...
Yes?
5,000 people says that, at the time also we would let them go through as well, why not? Yeah. So what about the intention of this guy in the Mishnah? Yeah, I'm just giving you on the sides because I want to take the middle.
Okay, but he gave him the middle one that maybe given temporarily. So he didn't even give it away. No case to give it away on the permanent basis.
Okay, we'll tackle a temporary situation next week. I'll tackle that point. Does temporary make a difference? Yeah, we'll get there. But now, let's introduce a new dintura also related to this shayla, and see if we can develop this dintura, and maybe ask a suggestion to help out the present. Now, you wouldn't believe this, but it happens. Okay. Now, what was the shayla? Shayla's like this. A person had a property, and he had a low fence. A low fence at the end of his cots, garden, whatever you want to call it, that separated his property from the public street. So, after many years, he decided he's going to raise the fence because it's too public. People are looking into his property. He's getting Hezekiah. He's raising the fence, taking the fence down, raising it up. Well, okay. So he starts to take the fence down and order to build up. In his post, he receives a summons to Beis Din from Reuven and Shimon. Summon him to Beis Din. Said Reuven and Shimon, he doesn't know what Tavia, doesn't know what he's done. So he turns up and he hears the time. What's the time? Time is like, for many years, that fence was low. And it's right next to the bus stop. And for all those years that we're used to come to the bus stop, and there wasn't any official bench to sit at the bus stop. So where did we sit? We sat on your wall. Now, you're coming along, you're taking away our use of the wall. You're not allowed to do that. Says the owner, you're ridiculous. Under what halakha can I take away my and build up my wall? Because of Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Meitzah Shehikiv Arabim Asal Akaka. A place which the public are using, you can't intervene, even though you're the owner.
Okay, you didn't give
rishus to everything. He made it low. He saw them. Yeah, he saw them. He said, yeah, I know that you are sitting there, but what's going to do it? Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Okay, but if we take it, you give something for public use, you can't interfere with that public use if you want to translate the words of the halakha or review the rabbi.
It's not a mitzvah.
Yeah, that's what the Eretz says. It's not a pathway, but it's something which you own, which you give for public use.
But you didn't give it to public.
You saw and you... You didn't do anything, you didn't do the jet, so you let them do it. Passively agree. Not like our case there with the area when 50% of the owners called the town to even see you do it. And then we had to come with the area. Here, the owner saw it. And he said, okay. So that we have to analyze. Okay. We'll analyze it more in detail next week. But here, we want to carry on the interest. So he said, the owner said, okay. Okay, you know what? I don't want to get into machlokas. You know what? I'll give you a bench. I'll open up my thing. I'll donate a bench.
So Reuven should
no. We don't want a bench. We're very happy with the wall. So now that's the shayla of this week. If even in the case that you have Reuven and Rosh, let's say you do. Next week we'll discuss whether when you say it exactly, because it's getting too broad and out of hand, this concept. But let's say you do. Okay, can you say, look, I'm the owner. Even what you're using, you're not the owner. You have no kinyon. There's a halakha out. I can't interfere with you. Okay, I can't interfere with you. That means I can just maneuver you. I want to move you around. Yeah, as long as I give you what you have, then doesn't matter. It's here. You've got the same. You can't insist on this. This is mine. As long as I'm not interfering. Okay. So therefore, that's the shayla. Can you? You're the total owner. You can do what you like as long as you don't interfere, which means give them a replacement, which is the equal or not. Can you do that? So look, Chora, that's the Mishnah. What's the Mishnah case? A middle path in the field, my field, and I say, well, it's inconvenient. I'll give you replacements on the side. Mishnah says, nah, doesn't work, giving the replacements, and now you've lost two. Chora, they can't give a replacement. But we have to analyze the Gemara, what the Gemara says on this Mishnah, to see, can you really give a replacement or you can't give a replacement? So the Gemara says, number 8 on your Marmukh. Number 7.
How do we know that the Mishnah is not talking
about a path that was fully given in the first place? Okay. We'll analyze all the intrinsic details of Rav Yudom Rav, where it applies or apply next week. At the moment, we're just focusing on this issue. Can you give a replacement? He wanted to avoid the Dintera. You want to get into the Dintera. He wants to say, okay, maybe it dies, maybe it doesn't, but look, I'll give you a bench. No, we want a Dintera. Okay, Dintera will be next to him. But, can he say, no, I don't want to avoid, I want to avoid the Dintera, I'll give you a replacement. Because even if you're right, I can still give you a replacement. That's the shayla. Says the Gemara, number 7. The Gemara asks, of that Mishnah, Linkit Pasei Benisif. The Gemara says, I don't understand. What's the problem? You took the middle one away and gave them on the side. Go to the middle path, you the owner. Take a stick and sit there. And anyone who tries to come in, give him a whack. What's the problem? Ebaya, what do you mean you can't take the middle one? You can take the middle. Sit there and hit anyone who tries to trespass. In the middle, yeah. So the Gemara answers, Omer Rav Zid Mishrei Delava Yizera Shema Yitzen Lehem Derech Alchachon. You know why you can't do that? Because you may have given them a path which is not comparable to the original path. The middle path may be much better for some people than the side path. Because the people, when you give a path on the side, it may mean that people now have to walk longer to get to their destination. And if so, if you didn't give them a comparable thing, item to what they had before, then the swap is not a good swap. If the swap is not a good swap, then you can't stop them using the middle path. So what's implicit from there? Implicit from that path of the Gemara?
Swap is a good swap.
Yeah. That's implicit, that even when you have the din of Rabbi Yudah Marav, if you give them a replacement which is good, then Taki, you can have a stick and stop them using the original bit. That's only the items which could be not a good swap. If it's obvious, there's no way it can't be a good swap. Yeah. Okay. So, therefore, implicit for the Gemara, a good swap, Enoch and Ami, you can move, manipulate them. They haven't got a specific right in your area, they've got a right for use. You give them the same use. It's in your area, elsewhere, exactly the same. But the Gemara doesn't stop there. The Gemara carries on, if you see number 8, asks a following question. Ihochi, Amai shalo lohagia. If so, then I don't understand why you don't get the pass. Now, which path is he talking about? Okay, you said the swap is not a good swap. Ihochi, if so, if the swap is not a good swap, then I don't understand why you don't get the path. Which path are you talking about? Yeah, oh, that's a pashas. That, the Gemara answers, Mishum, you know why you can't get back the side path? Mishum, do Rabbi Yehuda Marab? Do Rabbi Yehuda, oh, Rabbi Yehuda. Mate, she's my rabbi, also got the side path, you gave away, okay, you gave away the mistake, but you gave it away, you lost it. So what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, the middle path, you can't take, because it wasn't a good swap. And the side path, you can't get back, because you already gave it to them. Okay. Says Tosis on that Gemara. Yehoki, he's out, Mashanosan Mosan, Amai, Belogasin and Amai Shalolo Agia. Tosis is bothered by some of the words in that Gemara. The Gemara said, Yehoki, Amai Shalolo Magia. Why yours you don't get? Tosis says, no, that's the wrong gear, sir. You have to change the words. The words have to be Mashanosanosanamai. Why the one that you gave is given? That's the correct words that should be written over there. Why? What's Tosis bothered by? Shmuel? What's Tosis worried? Why does he have to change it again, sir? He says, Yehoki, why is the one you given? That's how you should read it. You should not read Mashalolo Hagia. What's Bob Tosis bothered by? Can't be his, he gave it. Which one? Yes, so that's Yehoki, Mashal, Nosan. That's it. Why? The Gemara's asking, if so, why the one he gave is given? If it's a bad swap, then why is the one he gave on the side, is it given? That's fine, that's how we read the Gemara. Why is the side one given? And that's all the answers because of the Gemara. But Tosafot says, you had to actually write the Gemara. You can't leave the Gemara as it is. Mashalo Lohagir. You can't have those words. Why? What does those words imply? My shalolo hagim. What does it imply? That Tosis said, I have to take these words out. What does it imply that you have to take them out? No? Why did Tosis take out those words? Why couldn't he keep the same words and say the same shots? The side path, why did you lose the side path? Oh, because of Rabbi the Rav. What's the difference? You say, Nosan, Nosan, Shlodah, Hagia. What's the difference? Why did Tosis have to change the words? You know why? Anyone knows? Okay. Ah. He saw Rashi, and Rashi kept the words. And he said he can't. Terrible. No way you can keep the words. You have to change it. Why? What's wrong with these words? Mashalolo Hagia. They are words which describe the middle path. Throughout the Gemara, Mashalolo Hagia, the Shalom was always implicit, explained as being the middle path. So Tosis says, what do you mean? You can't learn the Gemara like this. If you keep those words, what's the Gemara saying? You are saying, why can't you stop them using the middle path? Take a stick. No, you can't, because you gave them the bad swap. Then the Gemara asked the question again. Why can't you take the middle path? You don't ask. You just answered why you can't take the middle path. You just answered it. Because of the bad swap. What do you mean? You're asking the same question again. And then you give a different answer. You give an answer because Rabbi Yehuda Rav. It makes no sense. On the same path, to ask the same question and give different answers. You have to be saying that this question is going on the other path. It's not the side path. The Lawson path. Side path. The first question is going on the middle path. The second question is going on the side path. Not both questions going on the middle path and giving different answers. It makes no sense. Okay. Now let me ask you a question then. Let me ask the question. Okay. We've got now a problem in Rashi. Rashi learns it's obviously on the same path, and we just don't know how to read the Gemara now, according to him. Yeah? But in Tosis, I got a question. What's the question you can ask in Tosis? Tosis says, the first path's called the middle path. You can't stop people. Bad swap. Second path, that you can't get back because of Rabbi Yehuda Marad. Makes you chase a bit rubber. Now, what's the obvious question on Tosis Mahalas? Fits nicely with the words, but what's the now we've got a big problem with him. What's the problem now? No. No, he says he's a gist that's wrong, and these are the words written in the Gemara. I have no problem changing words, says Tosis. But now you change the words. One question is going in the middle path, the second question is going in the side path, and I've got now me as a problem, which other people ask. I have a problem now with Tosis. Some got some question. No, that's the shabbat. I thought you were going to say the answer, but no, that explanation doesn't bother me. Noson is the one giving now. Okay. Any bolts of lightning going to hit anybody here? I hope not. But I dare me. You can wake up from your slumber. Okay. What's bothering me is like this. The Gemara, according to Tosis, the Gemara said question. The side path. Why can't you get the side path back? So the Gemara answers you. You can't get the side path back. Because Rabbi Yehuda Rav, it says, make sure you're Rabbim. You can't interfere. So why didn't you give that answer on the middle path? When you ask on the middle path, stand there with a stick. And you say, well, you can't because it's not a fair deal. Forget this fair deal. Just say, you can't interfere with the public, whether it's the middle path or the side path, for the same reason. What's the public using it can't interfere. So Rabbi Yehuda goes on both paths. But you have to give a different territory for each path.
They hold you can't switch it. If you're a genuine person.
So Tosis says the Vilna Gaon. Tosis, the Talmud Rabbein Tam, explains everything. Number 9. Sorry, Tosis on Bov Bas Yud Beis Amud Aleph says like this. Meitzer shehiska gorabim, hainu kishehiska berushus. The holding of Rabbi Yehuda and Rav is when you had permission. Avim bar lahatzik shlobushus, yesh limchus biyotam liknei pisir v'lisim. But if they did it without permission, then you can take your stick. Like the Gemara says in Daf Sadi Tes, then you can take your stick. We see from this Tosis that Tosis is learning the middle path. The middle path where you are allowed to take your stick as a possibility. The middle path was because it wasn't taken with permission. The public were using it without permission. Without permission, I can take a stick, says the Gemara. On that, the Gemara says you can't take a stick because maybe you didn't give them a fair deal. But on the side path, which you gave, once you gave it with permission, then you can't interfere it, even implicitly, even to give them a swap, you can't do it. Doesn't matter whether the deal's good or not good. A good deal only works if you don't have Rabbi Yehuda Rav's halacha. Only if the public are using it without permission, where you don't have the halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, then you can give them a switch. But if you were using the path without permission, where you don't have the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, then you can give a switch. But if you have the permission to use it, then you have Yehuda's din, and then you can't give them any deal. Doesn't help to give them a deal. They have a right to use it, even if you give them a comparable deal. They can say, I don't want the comparable deal, I am here, you can't move me. And only suggestion of giving a comparable deal is when they didn't have the Rabbi Yehuda's din. Only when they did, were using without permission, but the whole din doesn't apply, then you can give them a comparable deal. The bomb question. Still on Tosas. Ah, very good. If we're saying halakhically, when they have permission, you can't interfere, you can't even give them something comparable. The only suggestion is to give them comparables when they don't have permission. Then I don't understand. If they didn't have permission, they don't have the halacha, I just kick them out. I don't need to give them anything. Why give them anything? They weren't out there in the first place. What's doing? They're there without permission from the owner, where the whole halacha of Yehuda does not apply. So therefore, they have no rights there. I can just get rid of them. Why give them a... Why does the Gemara say, no, you can move them to a comparable area, but not to a non-comparable area? What do you mean? I can just chuck them out. How do they get rights? If there's no din of Rabbi Yehuda, how do they get rights?
What's called rishus and not rishus? If you know they're going, and
so it's the same that case. That middle path case is not a case where Rabbi Yehuda applies because it's without permission. That's a prime example. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't apply. No permission. Doesn't apply, Rabbi Yehuda's din. Therefore, you couldn't say on the middle path Rabbi Yehuda. That's why the Gemara didn't say Rabbi Yehuda on the middle path, because it doesn't apply. It's without permission. Okay? So, then you can give him comparable, but not non-comparable. What do you mean? Even not, I can shut them out. You've got no Rabbi Yehuda. What are you doing here? You don't own it. You don't have Rabbi Yehuda's din. So get out.
No, but you didn't stop us.
So?
Where it's not shalom, but it's not, there's no more part. It's a minhag to be able to
do it. So Tosfos Talmud Rabbeinu the Tam answers. In Toma, in Kena Mai Shalom Legia, Hakivin Shalom Rishus Hesiku, Gazlonim Habi. If you're telling me in the middle path is without permission, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't apply, they're gazlon and just kick them out. Don't give them something comparable. Just get them out. Am I there? Ekele Meima? You could suggest the Hefka, Beiskin, Hefka. No, there's another halacha besides Rabbi Yehuda that's called Hefka, Beiskin, Hefka. V'tikna Rabbonim and Rabbim Shabir and Derech Ma Shabir Abir. Pir She'ena Gazlonim. There's a halacha besides Rabbi Yehuda. There's a halacha is once public use it, even without permission, they are not called gazlonim because they're public because of Hefka, based on Hefka. We don't want them to be gazlonim. We give them rights, even though they don't have the criteria to it fall into Rabbi Yehuda. But those don't have the strength for Rabbi Yehuda's din. They have the din of, you got rights, but you can be manipulated, that those rights can be moved around and fluctuated, that as long as you keep the same rights, you can move you around in that area, we can move you around as long as we give it. So now coming out from Tosas, who we Paskin like, this is what the Vilna Gaon we Paskin like Tosas, this whole Tosas of Rishus we Paskin like, we saw 3 weeks ago, comes out the Klanim like this. If you were invited into the area by the owner, even by mistake, you got Rabbi Yehuda's din, and you can't give him any alternative mokum, even if it's comparable. You can't. They can insist on the area. And if you were there without permission, where you don't have Rabbi Yehuda's din, then the Rabbonim give you rights, but those rights can be moved as long as they give you something comparable.
Is the first guy called Agazan? First guy is a Ganesh? Because if everyone afterwards is given Rishus, because we don't want to call him a Ganesh,
yeah.
The first guy is a Ganesh.
Yeah, the first one is a Ganesh. Correct? Yeah.
Don't be that first
yeah.
guy.
Okay. So therefore, using the principles that we learned, let's look at our two cases.
If it's not good, then it doesn't work. If it's not...
That's the question, but we answered. What?
What's the gazero?
To say even
it... It's not gazero.
Oh, because no, there are some, that's one of the pshatim. There's three, yeah. But the one of the pshatim was is that even if we know it's good for everybody, but since it's possible to give them bad, we don't allow this whole thing to the university. It's like, because they are onto that. Okay. 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 Only if it's all, no way of like in our case. Let's go to our case. Yeah. He say, look, let's look at the area case. Okay. The area case, is it resource or bri resource? What did we conclude?
With path.
With path. Yeah, with permission. If it's permission, is there an option to give them a path on the side of the area which doesn't interfere with the base Knesset? Is that an option according to halacha? To switch the area to a more convenient place that doesn't fit into interfere with the base Knesset? Is that an option? What? No, because if you've got Rabbi Yehuda's din, you can't switch them. They can insist on that area. Okay? So that halacha, that doesn't help us until we get to next week and we see all the fussy details. Okay. As far as the bench, where he says, hey, we want to have this fence that's small. And he said, I want to give you an alternative called the bench to avoid the din Torah, because even if you're right, I can give you a bench. Now, did they have permission or not permission to use the wall?
No permission.
No permission.
He allowed it.
He allowed it. Yeah.
So he didn't stop.
He didn't stop.
He didn't stop. That's not the same as giving rishus.
Yeah, it's like this guy in the field, the middle path. He saw, he knew that there. It was just didn't do anything. It's called lo rishus. You don't have Rabbi Yehuda's din, but you still have the halacha of the base. You don't want the public to be gazon, and so they give you rights. So okay, so that means I can remove you from that area as long as he give you something which is comparable, and therefore for sure to avoid the din Torah, which we'll discuss next week, whether there's even a sub that Rabbi Yehuda applies in such a case. But even if it does, for sure you can give them a bench in such an example, because that is it's not even better position for what they had before, just sitting on the fence, so to speak. Don't sit on the fence, you sit on the bench. Yeah. What? Okay, the area I'll give him permission. Have a good summer. Next week we'll see. At the moment, this topic is too broad, a dangerous topic for the public's ideas. We'll limit it next week. We'll get to limitations.
When the area takes out a playing area for the kids to replace it, they have to put something in which is the same or better. They can't put something which is
worse. Yeah, there have to be something which is better for the public.
No,
they took out a round of a thingy of America or whatever it's called next to a river 16, and they never